For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Astros are making some moves. This is around that time that that you see that, as they've lost some players. Trey Cabbage to the Pirates, Seth Martinez to the Diamondbacks. Those are ones that matter. Jose Urquidy, they have both been cleared waivers and are or Jose Urquidy or is a free agent. They've acquired Taylor Trammell from the Yankees for cash. And those are the moves thus far. Also, this according to reports, Chandler Rome, I saw first with The Athletic, that the Astros have extended a qualifying offer to Bregman. Deadline is to accept or reject offer is set for November 19th at 3 p.m. And as Chandler also said in that, he will reject that. He will reject that to become a free agent. Now this does mean that the Astros still have a chance to be able to bring him back. They're just going to be now, it looks like, potentially competing against other teams to get his services. And we talked about it at the end of the year. This is a guy they need to bring back. Jose Altuve came out and spoke heavily, said he needs to be back. And Clint, Tyler, the numbers that are coming out about Alex Bregman, Clint. 7 years, $189 million is the projection for Alex Bregman, 31-year-old third baseman, who is, Clint, recently last night won the Gold Glove at third base and also is a finalist to be the Silver Slugger Award winner. Jose Ramirez, probably the front runner for that, but Alex Bregman showed to be one of the top hitting third basemen in the American League this year and the best defensive third baseman in the American League. All that coming off. 7 years, $189 million? I don't know about y'all. That feels a little rich for Alex Bregman, and it definitely damn sure feels a little rich for what it is that they normally do.
Yeah, it definitely feels a little rich for what Crane is normally comfortable with. But here's the interesting thing, right, is I think there's two guys in this organization that Crane is very, very comfortable with and wants to keep around long term. You mentioned one of them in Jose Altuve.
He's done that.
I think he is number one. He wants him to retire in an Astros uniform. Makes sense, right? We all get it. I think there's a number two, and then there is a long or a large gap between two and anybody else. And I think Alex Bregman fills that two gap. I can't help but think that when they went through all the trouble that they went through, adversity they went through with the sign-stealing scandal, who'd they push out there in front of all the media to represent the Astros in the toughest times?
Those two.
Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, both of which didn't seem to be the right choice, because it came out pretty clear that Carlos Correa had no problem being the face, the villain, the aggressor.
Right there,
no doubt, right?
Those two made it feel worse when they went.
Yeah, but those two guys are the two that Jim Crane and company ultimately said, and at the time Dusty, I believe, was here, and so those all of those very experienced decision makers said, yep, these are the guys. I can't help but draw some conclusions there that obviously Jim Crane thinks more highly of Bregman than he does anybody else. And so it may sound a little bit crazy, but you couple that with being one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball. Obviously a guy that we've heard people outside of Houston say nobody in an Astros uniform impacts this lineup the way that when Bregman's swinging the bat well, he impacts the lineup. I know Crane doesn't typically like those longer-term deals, and I think he'll shoot to get a five-year high $20 to $30 million a year deal. Year deal done with him. I saw some different projections that were wider ranging from 5 years to 8 years.
Numbers, them years down,
and the amount up. But if he does get to a spot, Ron, assuming we're, because we're not privy to any information like what ultimately ended up coming out with Carlos Correa and whatever knee issue or whatever the heck was going on that we weren't privy to.
The weird elbow thing.
Yeah. So assuming there's nothing like that in the background, I've got more hope with Bregman really than I do with anybody. I got more hope with Bregman than I do Tucker and Valdez.
See, fellas, if it's 7 years, 189, like, there's got to be something better we can do. Like, one, I'm trying to aggressively bring it down, right? But, like, if I can give him, if I can entertain 7 years, 189, I got to figure out what I can put together for Kyle Tucker then. Like, I got to, like, we could do something better than this because, like, he had a bounce back and maybe some other third basemen were down, Clint, but that was an extended slow start this year.
Agreed.
That was a real, and he came on, and he did in the second half the year before, but he came on earlier the year before. To me, boy, that's just got to be somebody.
What do you think Tucker comes in at?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.